The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Almost did it again. Michael Herzog, your Tuesday host. Yeah, if you got a printing press, the old saying, everybody has their price. What? Money's no object. They could print as much as they want, buy out whoever they want. That first clip or second clip that I played today with George Carlin, I didn't play the whole clip because there was some profanity in it, but he outlines in there that, yes, they've already bought the politicians, the judges, everybody. Okay, it's a big club. You ain't in it. You have to be asleep to believe that dream. Peter, want to expound on anything else before I let you go?
Well, yeah, just one thing, is that these same billionaires that control the banks, they also control the media, they control the government. Mm-hmm. And everything that we see and hear and read, everything is what they want us to see, read, and hear. It's the parameters of what we know are what they want to give us, with the exception of people like you and Mike Rivero and some others, right? But not very many, and fewer as they get, put out and canceled every day. But you can't have an election that was completely stolen, obviously, and wrongs that big, or pandemics, and allow any freedom of speech at all. I mean, any truth at all, you know, will kill these guys, and they will stamp it out at all costs. Mm. And so thank you for doing what you're doing.
Well,
that's why I sent
you
the emails.
I know, and I thank you, Pete. I'll get back in there and take a look at them since I have some time. I'll use a couple or three of those excerpts on my next show. How's that?
Listen, I know you're aware of this stuff, but you notice who else I send those to. Maybe you don't know who they are, but all of them have major impact. You're one of them.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the compliment. Yeah. I'm just about to get into the second hour, which is I've given you the bad news in the first hour. Now I'm going to give you some good news, folks. So, Peter, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's get into the second hour of the good news. How's that? I guess he's gone. Okay. Folks, the reason why they have stepped up their plans, which is exactly what they've done, and they're trying to implement all of this in such a hurry, It's beyond just being in a hurry. The actuality is it's desperation. They know that their plans are being exposed. They know that when enough people catch on to their plan and people are waking up in droves, it's game over and it's happening. Now, listen to a couple of these coming out of mainstream reports. This is out of the New York Times, and I don't usually even bother with these people, you know, because they're fake news, but this out of the New York Times on May 26, and this is not fake news. Newly disclosed documents reveal secret executive plans for apocalyptic scenarios when the president may activate wartime powers for national security emergencies, including shutting down the internet. None of this has been shown to Congress. This was all implemented back shortly after 9/11, you know, when the Patriot Act was already written up, sitting in George Bush's drawer, just waiting for the right opportunity to pull it out. Well, they've pulled it out of the basement. They've dusted the cobwebs and the dust off of it. Now they're pulling it out because, you know, security, national security emergencies. Well, from their perspective, folks, their national security emergency is being exposed. That's what their emergency is. United Press job news. Documents shed light on secret U.S. plans for apocalyptic scenarios. Now, these articles are coming out mainstream to condition the public for what is on the horizon. Shutting down the internet, food rationing, we've already heard that being floated around, martial law. Why? Why are they doing this now? Because, folks, their backs are against the wall. They know if they do not get this done in a hurry, and I mean in a desperate hurry, they are likely to be indicted, go to prison, or even worse. The old saying, desperate people do desperate things. Desperate people make mistakes, folks. Like my message to you, written years ago and still broadcast to this day, their Achilles heel, knowledge, and knowledge is power. They thought we were too stupid to catch on. They propagandized us with vaccines. It's no longer working. The evidence is being noticed by even the most docile of the sheeple, with miscarriages and debilitation and relatives dying strangely with blood clots and heart attacks, etc. They propagandized us with Zelensky could win against Russia. An excuse for attempting to allot billions in supposed weapons support to Zelensky. That lie's being exposed. Rand Paul put a monkey wrench in that, but we know that the majority of that money wouldn't have gone for weapons anyway. And Kissinger has come out just last week urging a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. As the real news is, not what you've been hearing on mainstream, Ukraine is losing. The Washington Post reporting that the morale is collapsing on the Ukraine front lines. Even the Pope has come out with the same suggestion, make a deal with Russia. And Zelensky has now admitted that he has to talk with Putin. No, not wants to, he has to talk to Putin. Why would he do that? Because he's losing. Zelensky just came out on May 22nd and admitted, and I quote, Ukraine needs to face reality and talk to Putin, end quote. The U.S. doesn't want Zelensky to talk to Putin, just like they don't want Trump. They didn't want Trump to talk to Putin. Why? Well, and this is from my perspective, folks, it is because all wars are bankers' wars. This is not about peace. This is about control. This is about maintaining control of the current monetary system. And they will do whatever they have to do to dominate control of the printing press, including lock you down, arrest you, kill you, nuke you, whatever it takes, because to give up that control, they concede their power. More on that in a bit. Okay? Yes, the monetary system, as we know, is going to collapse. They know it's going to collapse, and they're rushing to put this digital currency system together so they can continue to maintain control and be able to look up your hiney with a microscope on any and every transaction you make forever and ever. And all of this is theater. It's just that. It's a distraction from what's really at hand here. Remember how quickly the COVID scare died when Russia incurred in Ukraine back in February. I think it was, February 22nd, something like that. And isn't it funny how, after seeing all the hype from the political puppeteers about, well, Zelensky should have had planes yesterday, and, you know, Pelosi making a trip to Ukraine accompanied by her little Adam Schiff, them being in it to win it, attempting to allot this $40 billion in support to Zelensky, most of it which is going to go right back into their coffers, as we know. Now, all of a sudden, another shift being made to the latest monkeypox scare. NTI, Nuclear Training Institute, something like that. I ran across an article today. I didn't put it up for the show today. But they predicted back, 18 months ago, that June the 5th of this year, there's going to be an announcement for monkeypox outbreak. And they had this level. Remember back during the Iran or the Iraq thing about this level of 1 through 5, the different colors for the level of emergencies? You know, well, they've got that level now with the CDC, where we're at level 2, okay? About to up it to level 3. Level 1 is fine. Level 2, you have to use extreme caution for flying anywhere. Level 3 is that you can't fly anywhere unless you absolutely have to go and prove it. Then there's level 4 and 5, and that includes the lockdowns and so forth. I'm not going to get into that today. But they're saying that they're in it to win it. They tried to allot $40 billion in support of Zelensky. And now, all of a sudden, there's another shift being made to the latest monkeypox scare, which to the sheeple is coming out of the blue. Oh, my God, there's this mysterious stuff. No, this was already outlined in a drill 18 months ago. The monkeypox scare. And by the way, speaking of scares and speaking of variants and all that stuff, remember the Omicron variant? No, and if you change the letters around, it spells IC moron. You know, these people, we now have monkeypox. And I did this today, so, you know, feel free to do this. If you look up the definition of monkey, we see examples in grammar of using the term monkey. Monkeying. Behave in a silly or playful way, right? A mischievous person, especially a child, with a reference example being, "Where have you been, you little monkey?" Or another example, a person who is dominated or controlled by another, with references to the monkey traditionally kept by an organ grinder. And then we have pox, the definition. Any of several viral diseases producing a rash of pimples that become pus-filled and leave pockmarks on healing. But then when we read further to phrases used with the term pox, like a pox on, it's used to express anger or intense irritation with someone or something. Now that would all fit. Elitists naming us secretly behind closed doors while they puff their cigars and laugh at us, I see moron, or monkeypox, visualizing the monkey being on a leash with the organ grinder. That's the way they view us. We're useless eaters, according to Ted Turner. We're cockroaches. They want to get rid of us. They want the world for themselves. Yes, them being the organ grinder and us being the monkey. And being very irritated with us, by the way, for non-compliance. Monkeypox. You think there's any merit to any of that, folks? I wonder. I'd like to be a fly on the wall at one of their meetings, though, I can tell you that, if I could stand the stench of their cigars. Now, we know they don't look on us as equals, but rather as cattle, as useless eaters to experiment on, just like Pete brought up a little while ago. You know, I love that analogy of the ant farm. You know, put honey on one side and rat poison on the other. Shake up the box a little bit and see which way we go. Wanting to squash us like bugs so as to have the world to themselves. And to them, we are nothing more than those pesky cockroaches taking up space and using what they feel are their resources. Yes, they are playing a dangerous game of Texas Hold'em, folks. And they know if they lose, they lose it all. The hand has been dealt. They raised us with COVID, thinking we'd fold and we'd expose their poison. Guess what? We called them. Then came the flop. They raised us with Russia, thinking we would fold, and we called them out on their phony $40 billion. Thank you, Rand Paul. Then the next card was dealt. They raised us with monkeypox, and we are calling them, as the public now suspects the scam. And now, the last card is being dealt. And they are about to go all in with every imaginable catastrophe they can contrive to throw at us. Cyber attack, EMP, lockdown, financial collapse, civil war, food shortages, you name it. Anything they can think of to bring us to our knees and succumb to their totalitarian solution. Tracking us, tracing us, quarantining us, massive inflation, QR codes, digital currency. It's all now on the table and out in the open. The question is, do you call them? Or do you fold? I'm not folding, folks. And whether I win or lose in this game, one thing's for certain after this report, after years of being demeaned, I've been redeemed. What about you? These people, Gates, Bourla, Abreu, Fauci, Barrack, Daszak, all of the multinational players in Santa Claus Schwab's Lex Lutheran scheme to bring in world domination with their stakeholder capitalism at the expense of your freedom and even your life, has put them in a precarious corner. Why? Well, I'll tell you what. Let me just let Alex Jones tell you. Mike, go ahead and play clip 7.
Putin came out with Lavrov, their foreign minister, today and said to the UN, the Western establishment is dead. We've got the article right here. Their people don't believe in them. We don't want to dominate the world. We want a new world order based on mutual working with other nations and based on not selling weapons, but based on commerce. And we want to have a debate at the UN. And they're asking the UN to have a debate about that on a new world order. Saying to the new world order, the globalist system, you have basically lost. We want to have a peace deal with you. Now, whether you believe that's going to happen or not, what incredible developments that is in the Russian news and is in the UN news, but you go around the U.S. news, zero coverage of these massive debates and discussions that are happening.
All right. Folks, Putin and Sergei Lavrov went to the UN, and they told them the Western establishment is dead. Their people don't believe in them, their people being us. And yet, you know what? Putin is right. They want a new world order based on working with other nations, not based upon selling weapons, but based on commerce. And they want a debate at the UN. And guess what? There's zero news coverage in the United States. What a surprise, huh? Why? Well, because they don't want a debate at the UN. They don't want to talk to Putin. Putin has called him out, and from his perspective, and mine, by the way, their plan is dead, and he wants rational negotiation about it. They don't. After all, it's a big club, folks, and Putin's not in it. Putin's not in the big club. You see, what Putin and Sergei Lavrov are suggesting and attempting to debate or negotiate is rational. A new world order built on commerce, built on interaction between countries, built on agreements between nations with maybe a treaty to prevent all wars, because all wars are bankers' wars. And if you look back and you look at the reason for this war and why we're in a proxy war with Ukraine, the American people aren't dying over this. Let's go ahead and throw the Ukrainian people to the dogs and keep this going to cover up all the nefarious crimes that the Biden crime family and the McCain crime family and the Clinton crime family and the Kerry crime family have been committing over there for years. That's what's really going on here. Let's go to James in Vancouver. James, you're on with Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I don't know. Have you been to the United Nations building on 42nd Street there?
No, I've never had the pleasure.
All right, if you go there, I was there 42 years ago, and they got this nice big inscription in stone saying something like, "And they shall beat their swords into plowshares." I'm doing a Herbert Walker Bush there. "They shall beat their swords into plowshares." 1,000 points of light over there. You see what I mean?
1,000 points of light. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, it didn't happen, did it? I mean, they're talking, it's going to be peace all over the world, and it's going to be, a new world order, not the law of the jungle, but the law of...
We see a new world order coming into view, and 1,000 points of light, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're starting to nauseate me, James. Go ahead.
Well, no, when I first heard George Herbert Walker Bush say new world order, I said, hey, that sounds like what Hitler might have said. Well, Klaus Schwab and those guys, so you might not agree about the Hitler thing, but anyway, it's a deal. It was a deal. And how many wars have we been in since we joined the UN? Right?
I think the figure is somewhere around 29 or 34 or something like that.
You had Korea.
Always, isn't it interesting that we're always defending democracy when we send all of our boys over there to die? You know, defending democracy for who? You know, I mean, Nobody's ever attacked us on our shores. Well, unless you want to take in consideration the phony 19 hijackers with box cutters that hijacked four airplanes, crashed them into three buildings, and four buildings collapsed, you know. Right. But, I'll tell you what, we got a break coming up. If you want to chat a little further, James, I'll hold you over, okay? Do I hear the music, Mike?
I'm observing with today's Liberty Minute. Bernie Sanders, AOC, and 40 other Democrats asked Google to stop collecting location data so that far-right extremists can't use it to identify who has had an abortion. So it was okay to collect location data and use it to identify anybody who was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. It was fine to use location data to try to tie spring break and Sturgis to non-existent COVID outbreaks. It's perfectly acceptable to use location data when it's politically expedient. This location data should be private, period. If the government or anyone else wants to know where you've been, they should be required to either get a warrant or follow you like good old-fashioned gumshoe detectives. If you didn't post the information publicly, it shouldn't be available to anyone. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cevis Pacem, Parabellum.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Yeah, we're all going through the danger zone, folks. And, you know, it's interesting, as I sat here listening to the through the commercial break, you know, that message that you just heard, John Stadtmiller, myself, and Michael Rivero, I wrote that 5 years ago. It's, well, a little over 5 years ago now. And the message in there could not be any more true now than it was then. It's almost prophetic. I sit there and listen to that, and I go, wow, I actually wrote that. It's amazing. Anyway, James in Vancouver, go ahead. You're still there.
Yeah, I was going to say we lost a lot of good people in Vietnam. That was a big tragedy. And I think the Federal Reserve has helped finance all these wars. They just printed the money. So World War One, we didn't need that. World War Two, we didn't need that. You know, Korea, we didn't need any of it. So Putin is saying, yeah, let's have a deal based on commerce. But the the paradigm that's been going on is using these Federal Reserve banks to finance wars. So I think Putin's got a fair point.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, to me, I don't know about you, James, but it sounds like a pretty good plan to me. I mean, what about you? I mean, doesn't that idea sound like it would come from someone? It doesn't to me. It doesn't sound like that would come from someone who has been deemed, just like we've been deemed conspiracy theorists, he's been deemed a killer and a thug, you know, by Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and all these guys. Okay, well, a killer and a thug wouldn't care. Okay, a killer and a thug is going, hey, wait a minute, you know, let's just do commerce here. Let's all, you know, what was it, Rodney King that said, let's just all get along. That's all Putin wants to do. And you know, our mainstream media, I'm sure in Canada as well, has completely blacked out that this whole thing started way back when they ousted Poroshenko in 2014 in the coup, which involved Victoria Nuland and John McCain and, you know, all these players that got rid of him. And they have been attacking the Russians in Lugansk and Donetsk for 8 years. And they were going, they were bringing together, getting ready to implement another attack to take back those two provinces, which declared independence. And Putin said, okay, that's enough. We're done. And now all of this fake news that's been coming out saying we can win this and Putin's losing and he's lost all these soldiers and blah, blah, blah. Well, now it's coming back to bite him because it's not, maybe they did. Okay. But Putin had a plan and Putin is not. And it would be easy, and I said this before, James, it would be easy for the United States government to make a deal and the Ukraine to make a deal and say, okay, we'll leave you alone. You keep Donetsk, you keep Lugansk, all right, and cordon it off, and we won't put missiles in there. We'll keep Ukraine out of NATO, and everybody can take their football and go home. But this government won't do that because their strings are being pulled by the International Monetary Fund, the banking system. Okay, and they want the whole bottom line. The core issue of this is they want to maintain control of the universal monetary system, the world monetary system, you know, the petrodollar and all that stuff.
Right.
And it's like a kid in a sandbox. It's like, if you don't play my way, I'm going to take my football and go home. Well, in this case, these guys are psychopaths. These guys will nuke the planet before they give up that power. True.
Well, they'll... Yeah, well, they're certainly able to plan accidents for Congress men and women who don't go along with the show. So that's another aspect.
Well, it's another,
so anyway,
you know, okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was watching another video clip today on this guy. He's kind of in exile. He's being interviewed by Clay Clark regarding Hunter Biden's laptop. And he's got the entire laptop with all of the stuff on it, the emails and everything.
Right.
And he was... And he was saying to Clay Clark that all of the members of Congress and the Senate have his number. They know how to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
All of the mainstream news outlets have this information, and he's not getting any phone calls at all. And from his perspective, he believes it's out of fear. They are afraid to bring this out because of the level of corruption and the power that is being, you know, wielded by the powers that be. They're afraid of repercussions to the tune of even death, and to a degree, I can't blame them. You know, if I were in that position, and you know, everybody has their mortgages, and just like with the hospitals, these people are paying their mortgages, the doctors, and so forth. Well, they've been compromised. They've been basically criminalized in what they're doing with these fake COVID-19 tests and killing people in the hospitals, but they don't want to give up their incomes. You know, and this is something that's got to stop. It's being exposed. We're doing everything I can. I'm doing everything I can do to expose it, you know, but we can only keep our fingers crossed and hope that a lot of these people that are dumbed down minded Americans, finally, the light bulb goes off and they say, wait a minute, maybe when enough of their family members are killed or maimed or they see what's happening to their rent, their mortgage payment, the price of gas to go back and forth to work. Maybe they'll finally get it. We can only hope.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Well, again, a person can't shoot themselves twice in the head and call it a suicide. It's physically impossible. So
that's
true.
I'll
let you go.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to a break. Yeah. Thank you, man. Let's go to a break. When we get back, I'll go to Fred in Iowa. Hang on there, folks. Hang on, Fred. We'll go to a break and I'll bring you up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. You know, sitting here during the break, I just had a rather humorous thought that I'm going to share with you. But first, I'm going to go to Fred in Iowa. He's been holding through the break. So, Fred, you're on with Michael. Go ahead, buddy.
Michael, do you remember the first time I called you that I said, we need you desperately? Do you remember that?
Are you talking about this latest time around, or are you going all the way back to 2007, Fred?
About six weeks ago or seven or something in there roughly.
Yes, I remember that. I remember.
You desperately. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember that, Fred. I remember it.
Okay. I'm hesitant because I'm in jail for 7.5 years. I agree. You're so ahead of the curve. What you're saying, and these stupid people don't get it. Now, I know, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, the Bible isn't your long suit. Okay, I'm not a scholar, but the Bible, the understanding of the Bible, is my long suit. Now,
you ask them, in chapter 13. And
Revelations. Don't discount me.
Chapter 13 and Daniel chapter 7. You will know who the beast is, the second beast, and the false prophet. Now, all these people that call themselves Catholic and Protestant believers, Christians, they are so appallingly ignorant, and they can't face the truth. Now, here's the question you can put to them. Everybody says, well, they know if you take the mark of the beast, you're lost. Okay, ask this question, and I'm asking the question to the audience, and I would be amazed if 1,000 callers would give the correct answer. They think it's the barcode on a can of beans, or they think it's Obama, or they think it's bankers' wars. We are in a religious war for man's soul. And the first beast is a man. And when you worship that man, the first beast, you are lost. And ask the question, who is the first beast of Revelation? Who is the second beast of Revelation, which gives his power unto the first beast and makes an image of him, and who is the false prophet? I dare any Christian caller to call in and give me the answer. And
I don't have to call in to give you the answer, Fred. I already know the answer. Okay? So when you discount me for saying I'm not really up on the Bible, you're wrong. I am. Okay?
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying. No, I'm going to leave it up to the audience to call in if they want to and give it to you. But I'll give it to you off the air. I already know who the beast is, okay? You know who the beast is, because otherwise you wouldn't be mentioning Catholicism on the air, would you, Fred?
And Protestant.
Okay.
I'm not trying to disparaging remarks about you. I respect you so much. You would be amazed. I respect you. You got gut. You got courage. And if the powers that be, I'll put it that way, your butt is dead. But all true believers in Christ, that is who is the remnant. That is who they're going to kill.
Let me interject. My flesh butt could be dead, but I don't care, because my spiritual butt's going to live on, Fred, and you know that.
That's why I admire you for that, because you said that before, and so I will call you my brother. I have a lot of neighbors, but I call you my brother.
I will take that as a compliment, because we're all brothers and sisters in this fight. The people that are awakened enough to know what's going on, we're all brothers and sisters in this fight. And you know what, Fred? You know, from time to time in the past, in my tenure with being a broadcaster with RBN and other places, I find that anybody that I meet in the course of my adventures, whether it be in Texas or California or anybody that knows who I am, we're instant friends. We're all instant friends because we have a bond. We all know the truth. We're all awakened Americans. We have a bond, and that bond doesn't go away. I've been invited to stay in places across the nation. If I happen to be there, around the world for that matter, whether it be the Philippines or whether it be Thailand or whether it be Japan or whether it be Texas or Florida or wherever, people that listen to this and have the same mindset, not just with me, but with everybody on this network, we all have a bond.
No, there's a lot of jerks on RBN. I'll leave you with this and get off the air. I love you, my brother.
Are you proposing to me, Fred?
But I sure do like you and have a lot of affection. And I'm not a gay boy. I'm so happy and they're miserable and terrible. And you feel sorry for them. Okay, bye-bye, right. Brother. Bye-bye. Right. Have a good
day. Thanks for the call, Fred. I appreciate the compliment. Yeah, folks, it's funny. And it's true, though. I mean, I have been many places where I've been recognized. I'll share a story with you. Maybe if I have time before the show's over, some of you may know this. But when John Statler and I were coming back from Ed and Elaine Brown's place up in New Hampshire, we were driving through Tennessee. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was driving. And John was, decked out in the back seat trying to get some sleep in his Mazda. And I pulled into this restaurant because I had to use the restroom. And I walk in there, and RBN was playing on the radio, archives. They were listening to the archives of John Statmiller's show. There was two guys and a lady in there. And I said, oh, you're listening to RBN. They said, yeah, we love John Statmiller and Michael Herzog. And I said, well, you just met Michael Herzog, and Statmiller's in the car. And they flipped out. So I had to go out to the car and drag John out of a dead sleep to introduce him to these people. And John was all disheveled. He just woke up. It was funny. Off the topic. During the break, I the penny dropped, and I had this thought. This is a humorous thought, so bear with me here, folks. The United States government doesn't want Zelensky making a deal with Putin. That's exactly what they don't want. Oh, don't do that. No, because to do that, I can see it now. Just think of what would happen if Zelensky called Putin on the phone. Now, mind you, nobody in this government knows anything about it, although they probably have his phone monitor. So let's say he uses a throwaway cell phone. He calls Putin on the phone. He says, hey, let's get together and have a talk about this. Putin says, okay. So they decide to meet at some place, wherever remote it is, and they go to this remote place, and Putin says, look, all I want is I want Donetsk, Lugansk. I want you guys to quit fighting them. We've declared our independence, okay? And in addition to that, I want the complete access to all of the documents and all of the bio labs over there, and I want you to agree not to go into NATO, and that would be it. And Zelensky would shake his hand and say, okay, done deal, let's all go home, call it a day. And Putin says, okay, fine. Could you imagine the amount of excrement that would be exploded in the White House over that? I guarantee you, the hit team would be put out on Zelensky in a New York minute. With that, let's go to JR in Georgia. JR, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Thank you, Michael, taking my call. I just want to be real quick and real brief in regards to my opinion and the circumstances that are occurring this day. And I'm going to relate it to a movie, and I'm going to be quick with it, but it's the movie of A Man on Fire. And he's continuously making the statement in regards to individuals who are the so-called professionals. And the professionals in this, excuse me, under the circumstances we live, or the falsies and the other, fraudulent government people that have been pushing this agenda. And he also makes a statement later in the movie in regards to another individual who proclaims to be a professional. And he tells him, I'm sorry, but you do not have any more time. I think this is relevant to where we are today. We are running out of time. I wish RBN had a larger viewership or listenership than what it has. I know you're strapped with finances. But we are at the brink of the professionals in time. And I would like to ask you, do you believe in the statement I made previously? We've got these professionals who are pushing us. And as Denzel Washington walks away from the hood of that car, he says, I wish you had more time. And thank you for your taking my call.
Well, in answer to your question, JR, and if you're off the air, I'll go ahead and give you. I was just going to ask you if Man on Fire, the actor in it was Denzel Washington, because I think I think I saw that. I've written it down. I'm probably going to go in and watch it again now that you brought it up. But it's interesting that when I started out in life, my father was a locksmith in Hayward, California, and his dream was for me to continue in his shoes and be a locksmith. But I always had a propensity, and it was an inbred propensity, to be in sales. And a salesman walked in one day that was selling Hanover shoes. I had never sold anything in my life. And my desire was always someday to be, quote, a professional. I started my career in sales selling Hanover shoes. I took off a couple days a week, and I went out with a catalog, and I would go to the car lots and the real estate firms and so forth as per the instruction of the guy that talked me into doing it. And I found myself making about three times as much money as I was making being a locksmith. This is back in the 70s, folks. But as I progressed through time, and I sold for many years directly, always directly. I sold Culligan water conditioners, then I moved on, sold Kirby vacuum cleaners door to door for several years. And then I was coaxed or convinced or coerced, pick your adjective, to become a professional insurance agent. And it was only then when I started to realize, after I got into the middle of that profession, and I was rubbing elbows with real estate and estate planning and lawyers and all that stuff, that I realized that all these folks that claimed to be professionals were some of the most hypocritical, unethical people I had ever met in my life. So when JR talks about the professionals, that's the way I'm viewing these people that occupy the White House. First of all, it's a pseudo-president. He's an imposter. We all know that. But these other unnamed or unnamed experts, or the appointed officials like Anthony Fauci, you know, Bill Gates, who is not a doctor and came from the IT business, and he had a shady past at that when he was sued. I don't consider these people pure professionals. I consider them to be criminals. So the term professional I equate, or I would put a hat on, with an ethical person who is making a living with an empathetical and a very character-driven ethical point of view. That's my take on that. And as far as time running out, you're right. Time is running out. Time is very short. This is why these people have basically thrown it into high gear, as I mentioned before, and they're pulling out all the stops to get this done as soon as they can, as fast as they can, and they don't care how many they kill. They don't care how they do it, whether it's with a jab, whether it's with lockdowns, whether it's with quarantines, whether it's with prison camps, whether it's with a nuke. They don't care. They're like a little kid in a sandbox that somebody took their football away from them, or is trying to take their football away from them, and they're so spoiled and so rotten, and they have no idea of even how the other half lives, that they will just as soon blow up the planet as give up any power. What Alex Jones reported about Putin and Lavrov taking this to the UN, to me that's very reasonable, very logical, very pragmatic, very, it's sensible. These people that supposedly are our professional leaders obviously have no common sense, nor do they even know what it's like to live as an average, normal human being. You know, going to work every day, paying the rent, making sure the mortgage is paid, your car payments, you know, taking the kids to school and so forth. They don't have a clue, nor do they care, because they all have a silver spoon in their mouth. And sadly, some of these people that are, you know, are running for Congress or running for the Senate or whatever, and they all, well, not all, but some of them say the things that we all want to hear. They're going to go in and they're going to change it. Well, Donald Trump tried to change it. Remember, he was going to drain the swamp. Well, the swamp drained him. They put so many stumbling blocks in Donald, like him or hate him, they put so many stumbling blocks in his way that you have to give him accolades for what he was able to accomplish, because Think about it. If you were in that position, how busy would you be and how much money would you have to spend just trying to fend off the attacks that were coming at him 24/7, nonstop, throughout his presidency, and then have the audacity to try to impeach him not once but twice, even when he was leaving office? That's outrageous. And to add insult to injury, if I might add, 2,000 mules, thank you, Dinesh D'Souza. We already knew it, but it just, you know, put icing on the cake. They stole the election from the guy. And why did they do that? Oh, God, I hear a break coming up. Boy, time flies.
Thank you for your time. Thank you very much for your time and your opinion. Thank you.
Oh, was that JR? Wow, I thought he'd left. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, JR. Go to a break. Final segment coming up. Be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The final segment of the National Intel Report. And first, I want to apologize to JR. JR, I thought you dropped off the line. I wouldn't have gone off on such a tangent if I knew you were still on the phone. So my apologies to you, my friend. But anyway, you know, talking about, you know, what the situation is now, and I reported on this a few minutes ago about their backs are up against the wall. But think about this, folks. Think about what they did to Donald Trump in 2020. We all know they stole the election, okay? But their backs were up against the wall then because think about this. Had they allowed Donald Trump to win the election with a Durham investigation going on, First of all, our gas prices wouldn't be up. Inflation wouldn't be skyrocketing. All of this stuff that we're going through right now, we wouldn't have been through. Remember the comfortable feeling you had with Donald Trump as the leader of this country? That's all gone out the window. They could not afford to have Trump do another 4 years because they knew then, just as they know now, that all of their butts would have been exposed. They would have gone to prison. And folks, just like I had mentioned to you a few minutes ago about sounding like a pretty good plan, Putin and Lavrov went to the UN and said, hey, you know what? We want to talk about a new world order with commerce instead. Sounds like a pretty good plan to me. I doubt it's going to happen, folks, because if it did, many of these people would be going to prison or worse. And as I said, they would rather nuke the world than concede their financial hegemony. And imagine the excrement out of the White House if Zelensky really did have the guts. All these people in Congress, you know, with backslapping him and patronizing him and saying what a hero he is. Okay, imagine what they would do if Zelensky finally actually did grow a set, picked up the phone and called Putin and said, you know what, this is stupid, let's make a deal. It would be easy to do, and I'm sure Putin would go along with it, because Putin doesn't want to do this. All he's trying to do is protect his people. That's what he's doing, okay? But for Zelensky to do that, he would be number one on the FBI hit list and everybody else's hit list, including the CIA, and the excrement that would be pouring out of the doors of the White House. The criminality would have been exposed. They're desperate. They're trying to hide their criminality. And Biden is right on the top of the list with his son Hunter and Burisma and his phony corporations and his business deals with China, as I had Ryan Dawson on a few weeks ago talking about. All of this would come out. The bio labs. All of this crap going on with the variants and the COVID-19. And speaking of COVID-19, it was brought to my attention today. COVID, C-O-V-I-D. Certificate of Vaccination ID 19, 2019. Isn't that interesting? Just like I said, with them sitting behind closed doors with a cigar in their mouth, thinking up these new variants like, Omicron, IC moron. Monkeypox, you know, the monkey in the organ grinder. COVID-19 itself, COVID, Certificate of Vaccination 19. It's all a game plan. It's outlined in the book, COVID-19, The Great Reset. Santa Claus, Klaus Schwab, who, by the way, his father, you may or may not know, was in Hitler's German army. Klaus Schwab was born in 1938. He grew up in Germany. Isn't that interesting? Have to dig a little more into that. Thanks for tuning in today, folks. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I'll see you same time, same station next week. Grab your popcorn. Let's watch it unfold. See you next time. Bye.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.